This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
The first Paracast episode for 2019. They said we'd never do it. And maybe they're right. Maybe we are the ghosts or the images of Gene Steinberg and J. Randall Murphy. But we have fascinating guest, somebody who has the honored title of the Web Machine. Randall, give us an introduction. Explain what this is about.
Well, we're introducing today Yovav Gad, who goes by the moniker the Web Machine, has been a member and contributor at UFO Today since September 2016, and he created the portal as a front stage for UFO enthusiasts, authors, and whistleblowers to post articles, opinions, theories, sightings, and real-life experiences to help reveal the truth about unidentified flying objects and visitation from extraterrestrial origin. Have I got that right, Yovav?
100%.
And would you care to add any more to that? Let me ask you this. Why did you choose UFOs as the primary subject matter for your web project?
Okay, so I've been a software engineer for many years, and the UFO subject was always something that I was interested in. As a software engineer, you do a lot of research, and I do a lot of this. And over the years, I research a lot of cases and UFOs that sound really strange to someone who's coming outside of this world. And as deep as and deeper as I did my research, I start finding things that really are amazing. I think there is a lot of things that are not being talked about and covered. And I thought this is something that really holding us back as humanity. I've started with the interviews, actually, the old interviews that Bob Lazar gave. That really opened my mind, I think. That was very real and very detailed experience that he's describing, that making sense. And that's how I base my my research on things that make sense to me.
Okay, yeah, recently we had a couple of guests on and touched on the topic of Bob Lazar, actually, and Nick Redfern. I'm sure you've probably heard of him. He's very active, a very prolific writer in the world of ufology and the paranormal. And Jan Harzan, who is the executive director of MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network. And what people are thinking now is that Lazar might be a sort of an unknowing participant in a disinformation campaign where, in other words, the things that he was talking about may not have been real, but sort of staged for his benefit while he was working there in order to get him to come out later and expose this sort of disinformation to the world. What's your impression of that?
You know, I'm more of an outsider to the ufology, not taking part in conventions and things like that. This is actually my first interview about this website. I really go with my gut, and I don't share the same view. I think the interviews I saw are very, very real. I don't think he's lying about anything. And there's a lot of other stories that coming up with different things that are just making sense. And that's what I look at stuff when I write or bring a story to my website. I want to bring stories that make sense to me. Of course, there could be some things that are wrong, but this is the stage when we can talk about it. And this website basically was created for people other than me to post their experiences and potentially even evidence and photos that maybe otherwise they wouldn't be. And this website gives a stage to people to do that. I only have right now, and you are doing a great service to me as a radio show, to get a little bit marketing for this. But so this project was going on for a while. I created this website a couple of years ago, and I've been working on this a couple of years. It's basically a system that let anybody sign up really quick. They can use their Facebook or any social network to sign up really quick and start writing right away. There's no censorship, and basically I intended to have this website as a really a place where people can just come in and post what they think and what makes sense to them.
Right. You do have a few rules, though, I noticed, and there's a terms of service agreement that seems pretty reasonable. I've seen far worse. So anybody that does come and post on your site, they get to keep their material and they can use it however they want. And you also get to use it however you want for your purposes as well. So it becomes sort of a shared copyright. The other thing that I noticed that is unlike any other one that I've seen so far is that you actually have a contest going, or I'm not sure how you describe it, if it's a contest or a rewards program where people can earn points and possibly even small amounts of cash here and there for contributing articles to your website. How does that work?
Right. So this is the idea, one of the ways that I'm hoping to promote this website. Basically, like I said, I'm a software engineer, and this is not my main business anymore. I created this platform. I'm looking for ways to promote it. So currently, it's a website that a lot of people don't know about, and currently doesn't have a lot of traffic, but hopefully with your show, we can change that. As we get more people to read and post things there, then that will become active, and we can do competitions like this and encourage people to post more things.
So your motivation for this was a real genuine personal interest in UFOs. It wasn't simply just, well, I want to build a web portal and try to monetize it and make money off it. You already make money as a software engineer, and this was something that is a personal interest of yours that you'd really like to see people participate in and maybe help get the truth out. Am I getting that right?
Well, I believe that what you're passionate about, that's the best thing to do. Actually, I had a really nice job. I used to work in Las Vegas, the Wynn Casino, and I quit the job there and just worked on this website for a couple of years. Believe it or not, I did not make any money out of it yet. This is really something I am interested in. And currently, our world is full of mainstream media that's like feeding us the bad news and fake news and things that not real. This is my way to start maybe fighting it with alternative news. The idea is that anybody can really sign up and post whatever they think. And there's no censorship. They're responsible to what they write. So just like Facebook concept, if you post something, you own it.
One of the other things I noticed, though, is that you do require that people include their sources. In a yes. lot of cases, that's not the case. People can just write whatever they want and have no references, and then we just have to simply take their word for it. Now, there's quite a bit of contentious stuff I noticed on your site, but it does have links to where the information came from. So this isn't just a news feed type of thing. Do you actually sit down and write and create the articles after doing research, or is this an automated system mostly? What's going on with that? Like
Yovav. That's the way I'm pronouncing it, right?
Yes.
Yovav Gad joins us
on this week's episode with Gene. And Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Gene and Randall and our special guest, Yovav. And the site is ufotoday.com. Randall, you asked a question. Let's continue with that.
Yeah, we were just talking before the break about how your articles do include sources. And I was wondering if you actually take the time to piece together articles yourself or if it's more of an automated process.
you can see, most of these articles are mine. Like I said, this is in the beginning of breaking out. Nobody right now knows about this website. It's a new website for most people. These stories are stories that I bring and I think are interesting and true. I try to add all the sources for the information and cover the story from all angles possible. Again, this is a stage for people to post whatever they find interesting or controversial or anything that makes sense to them.
Yeah, I noticed that there's, say, for example, some of the more controversial stuff. It includes still some of the 9/11 stuff that happened with the trade towers there, the disaster there. There's still an ongoing conspiracy theory there. I thought that had all been settled until I watched one of the, or actually read through one of the articles and then clicked through some of the links from the sources and found that there's still a couple of weird things about that that people haven't figured out yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of strange things, and I'm not going to get into details, but it seems like the UFO disinformation and cover-up is really goes one and one with cover-up of others. So there is definitely a lot of science of disinformation and cover-up regarding 9/11. This really go hand-in-hand with the cover-ups and UFOs. If you believe that things are covered up, you'll most likely be aware and understand that things are not what they seem. A lot of things in CNN, for example, are fed to us just as a brainwash mechanism. People think are not possible, but if they look in the details, they start seeing that a lot of things happen that were not being told about. And not being told the truth.
You also have an interest in science here. So you have some articles like, there's one, China, first to clone a monkey using non-reproductive cells. That's really interesting. You talk about them also releasing images on the moon's surface. And if you follow that link, you can actually see some really good high-resolution pictures of their little rover that's going around on the moon. So that was pretty interesting. So it's not just UFOs. There's some science and futurism and a whole variety of things here that if you poke around in the website are actually fairly interesting.
So these are mostly things that I'm very interested about. If you sign up to this website, you can post any number of posts that you want. And in each post, you can put up to 24 pictures and a nice background. The idea is that more people will post on this website, not just me. So currently what you see, the content is just stories that I brought up and added, but hopefully more people will start posting interesting things, and maybe even people like Bob Lazar that work in some shady places can post things that nobody knows about. And this is like a place where you can just upload pictures and it's available. Anybody can see it.
You do have one other contributor, it looks like, here, Cassandra Van Zandt,
right,
who is a medium.
Yeah, she's a nice lady, and she signed up and decided to post a few posts. Again, I'm not enforcing my views on anybody. Anybody can post anything they like. If I feel it's a fake story or something that is not right, I can have a flag that I can set, and it will show that the system thinks it's a fake story, but as long as you're not breaking the rules and not violating copyrights, you can post anything you want.
Well, that sounds pretty good in its own way. I would be a little concerned about how to discern then what is the real thing from the fake stuff, though. I mean, if anyone can post anything, then yes, there's a problem with fake news, but I'm kind of wondering if this makes it easier or helps to solve it. Is, you know, in what way does your site help to solve the fake news problem when it comes to the paranormal?
I don't want to name names, but there's some groups that post fake videos of aliens and UFOs, and I definitely don't want this stuff there. It is possible. People can put some things that are not fully checked or not real. You have to use your common sense as a user and think for yourself. Does it make sense or it doesn't, and you can also comment on these and open a discussion about it.
What would you say is your top story that you've put in so far, the one that sort of really got you the most interested in or the most excited about?
The story about the gray aliens, that's the most popular one right now. I think a lot of people are looking for this, and this is the one story that nobody really came with a lot of debunking for it. It does make sense. If you get the details, it makes sense. I have other stories. Like, I used to live in Las Vegas. Actually, I was there when there was the shooting in Las Vegas. I wrote an article about something really, really strange because we don't know. The news did not tell us the truth about what happened there. There's some things that happened and were not told about.
Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so this is really strange. It seems like it's involving some shady deals, potentially, that happened with government contractors. And a lot of people think there's a cover-up. I was there. Actually, I have not witnessed this firsthand, but I did talk to people who did. Interviewed couples, and they told me that this really happened. Like, there were some other attacks in other casino in towns.
This is the one you were talking about, or I'm assuming the one, it was a sort of an outdoor concert kind of thing, and some kind of sniper opened up on the crowd. Yeah, and you were saying there were other attacks as well that we don't know about that happened that same day?
Yeah, and the mainstream media, they're not even ready to discuss it. I actually contacted them about this. They said that they only can say what the police tell them, which is pretty limited and close-minded. All the details are on the website if anybody wants to read it. That's a lot of details are there. And actually, on this one, I had about 40 different sources that are in the article. People can read more about it and open their eyes. But this is just an example. There's a lot of things that are hard to believe to someone that don't understand that things are covered up, even in a country like United States, which, by the way, is the best country in the world. But we can try to improve certain things.
Yeah, you've got another article here that I was reading that says new rechargeable liquid fuel.
Let's recharge that in our next segment. More to come with Gene and Randall and our special guest. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News. President Trump is meeting with members of his staff at Camp David as they plan their agenda for 2019. Meanwhile, the partial government shutdown continues and folks will be getting together from both sides of the aisle on Sunday to discuss a resolution. Hector Garza, vice president of the National Border Patrol Council, tells Fox News President Trump has to do something.
at the border right now is a national security issue, and we've seen an increase in apprehensions of illegal immigrants coming across. We've seen an increase in narcotics coming across. And if Congress will not fund border security and that border wall, then President Trump should use his authority to make sure that he protects Americans. It has to be done.
Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren is on a three-day campaign swing in Iowa. Folks turned out to hear her talk at a town hall, and one of the things she was again asked was about her Native American heritage. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We're having so much fun. Really. You know, Val, when we get into this fake news thing, see, that all came about here in the States, or as the people in the UK call us, the colonies. And, you know, it's become a phenomenon in a rather perverse way. So how do we get past it?
You know, something like that, this really bothers me, because we just saw this in the last election, especially networks like CNN, NBC. They really try to steal the election. What happens is we have certain private people that control these news agencies, and they do whatever they want. I hope we will have more open-minded website like mine that really let people post things without an agenda, so we can really see what's going on in the world and not just one view. And now I'm currently living in Amsterdam for a while. I can see it here also. The media here in Europe is really showing one angle. People that live here, they don't know that other things happening. Could be that a lot of things are not being told, especially things that relate to UFOs.
Well, there was a lot there to take in. We were just talking before the break, too. We started on talking about another one of the science things that I ran across on your site about a new rechargeable liquid fuel that can store the sun's energy for up to 18 years. And, you know, I thought, oh, yeah, sure, this looks like just another one of those sort of cold fusion claims, whatever. It's probably some sort of fake news like we were just talking about. But because you included your references in your sources, I was able to go to the actual sources and see that, no, this is actually a real scientific discovery.
A very real thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite interesting, actually. Yes, there's a mix of some very, what I would call contentious stuff, like some of the moon conspiracy stuff and the Apollo conspiracy stuff. I don't know how much I can buy into that. But then some of the other stuff is unquestionably part of science. And I think anyone that's interested in UFOs tends to have an interest in science because it's connected with space and technology and something unknown and something that we hope to be able to figure out for ourselves in the future. How do these things fly, for example? Do you have any ideas yourself on that?
Yeah, you see, it's all relative to what you believe in. If you think and you believe that UFOs are real, a real phenomenon, then you must also believe that there's actually aliens and some civilization somewhere. And if you think about all these things that they can really be happening, that means that the mothership on the moon could be real. A lot of things can be real if you are open to it. So it's just a question if you believe it and if you can make sense of it.
But don't you think that for people to believe things, that they should have some reason to believe things apart from just sort of blind faith or what they happen to read in a particular article?
Yes, I try to cover when I bring a story, I try really to bring all the story and why it makes sense. So, and that's why I also had the sources. But the stories that I added, I feel that they are true. I cannot say 100%. It could be that some are not exactly true, but it's not proven not to be true. So until it's not proven not to be true, I think there's a place to discuss it. Even though some stories are debunked in some ways, for example, the autopsy, alien autopsy, a lot of people think that this is staged. I don't think it's staged. I don't see any sense of someone going stage it. I believe it's disinformation, but this is something that people have to figure out for themselves.
Right. And I mean, to be fair, your site is new. You're fairly new into the field yourself. So you're working your way through this on your own terms as well. People like Gene and I have been in the field for a long time. The group that I'm with has members who actually, they claim to know the people that created some of the prosthetics and stuff that you see in the fake alien autopsy already. So, I mean, before it even came out that it was fake, people in the know, we already had information from people behind the scenes. Probably it's going to take time for your site to evolve, I think. But I hope
again,
it does.
This is right now is only posts that I posted. And hopefully more people can post even more advanced posts and things that they want to discuss or things that they want to explore.
See, here's another one that you've got here. And the way that you present it, okay, so you've got a French woman named Lisa believes that she's the offspring from that of a human and alien. And so, you know, you're writing it and you're not saying, well, she, you know, she is. You're saying you've got a person who believes she is.
Right, exactly.
I think there's an important distinction from there to report about a situation as opposed to say, well, that's what it is and that's also what I believe necessarily.
Right. There's also a person from Wyoming that said that we're going to get invaded by aliens in 2018, but it didn't happen. But this article is actually not saying that this is going to happen. It's saying that this person said it's going to happen. So it's more like reporting, informing people, more than saying this is a fact. And I'm not trying to convince people, just trying to bring discussion.
So you're just sort of scanning around the web, surfing and doing some searches and piecing together articles on your own that from various bits and pieces of information and then posting them on the website for the general readership kind of thing.
Mostly, yeah.
Okay. We've got a couple of questions. These are some hard questions from one of our forum members. So we might as well get those out of the way.
We only have about a minute left in this segment. So why just, if you can get one question quickly, then we'll break and pick up on it. Go ahead.
why is the most recent story on UFO Today from almost a month ago? Are you running out of time with the website, or what's the reasoning? Have you got?
Yeah, so like I said before, this is I'm basically not full-time editor. I'm working as a software engineer in my real life, and this is only a hobby for now. Hopefully, if more people will join the website and come to read stuff, then it will get more traffic and it will allow me to do it full time. But right now, it's just me posting. So hopefully, more people can join.
Let me ask you a question. You're going back to an early history here. Have you ever had a UFO sighting for yourself?
I did, actually. This happened about probably 25 years ago, back when I lived in Israel. And the strange thing is I was not by myself. I was there with my brother at the time. And we did see some really strange thing. This happened right after we played with our shuttle model that we had. So it's really strange. Something just came above us, a very small, I would say like a basketball size, and was spinning very quietly with no sound almost. I'm sure it was something from another civilization. Until today, I don't have an explanation for that. But it's not the reason that I believe in all these. It's one reason, but it just makes sense to me that these things are real.
Do you have a particular personal opinion as to what you think the UFOs are? We'll pick up on that question in our next segment with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Let's continue with that question. What do you think they are?
Jim, can you repeat that?
Do you have any particular opinions to what you think UFOs are?
I think they're observing us. I think they are here and they have been here for a long time, and I think there's also communication with the governments at some levels in a very secret way. But definitely these things are real. That's my view.
What do you think of the view that UFOs might be connected to religion in some way, like, you know, transports from hell or sort of the devil's creation, that type of thing? Do you think there's any religious connection to them at all?
Yeah, actually, there probably is. I recently joined this wonderful group of people called Aliens, and we believe that Ra'el is the founder of this group. He went to on a spaceship and spoke to an alien called Elohim. And in the Hebrew, in the Old Testament, Elohim is the God of the Jewish people. We really think it's the same creature. And it explains a lot of things. So definitely there's it could be a connection.
Did you say you joined the Raelians?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is Ra'el. This is the former sports auto journalist
from
France, right?
The race cars, right?
Right, Claude Vorlon. Interesting. Okay, I don't think we've ever had a Ra'elian on the show before, Gene. So this has got to be a first.
Yeah. You know, we've wanted to talk to space people for a long time.
Yeah, really, it's not about religion. It's more about shared beliefs, and we believe that we need to set up an embassy for having those connections coming up and being handled somewhere.
Right. He's been trying for a long time to get that done, but you know, he managed to get UFO land in Canada put together, and then they had that whole cloning debacle that went on.
I don't know much about that one, but those rumors that
That was back in 2002.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had, this was all over the news for a while back then. Back in 2002, they claimed that they'd had cloned humans to help people that were having trouble having kids. And right. nothing ever really was proven out of that. It all just sort of dried up and went away. And to this day, we don't know if they're really cloned humans or not.
That's true. And also on my website, I have very interesting articles about genetics. And if you want to read something fascinating, to check out something called CRISPR on my website. It has a lot of very interesting information about what we can do today with genetics and where it's going. And this really can change the world.
So the Raelians, they're all over the world. So now you're in, where did you say you are again right now? The Netherlands? Or?
Yeah, I moved here for a job.
And, okay.
I'm probably going to return to the U.S. Very quickly.
Is there a Raelian chapter in where you are?
You know, I'm not that involved with the movement, and I just recently joined, so I cannot speak for them. But no, I'm just here, not interacting.
With, I see. Well, did you join them or were you recruited?
No, I joined them.
Oh, okay. Because they have some pretty interesting.
I've been following Rael for many years, and
I see.
We shared a lot of the same views.
That they have some pretty racy recruiting tactics, from what I understand there, and some rather free-thinking individuals. So I think if I were to ever join a UFO religion, then, you know, there might be some perks and benefits to joining the Raelians.
Yeah, but, you know, there's no expectations of you. It's just a way for you to stand and say, this is my views and this is what I believe in. And it's a pity that all these religions are really organized in a way that really limit us in many ways, but this is not another religion. It's a belief in the same thinking.
Right, but I mean, you don't actually believe that Rael went to the aliens planet where he was introduced to Jesus and Buddha and Joseph Smith and Confucius and all of that. Like, do you actually believe that?
Well, I don't see a reason why not to believe something until really there's proof that's not real. And like I said before, it's really a relative thing. You can believe something. If you believe that you saw a UFO, then like Bob Lazar said a long time ago, then there must be some factory where they made this UFO and there's some civilization behind this somewhere. So it's really, you have to open your mind to everything, I think, and then you make your judgment of what's real and what not.
Sure, but wouldn't you, when you are opening your mind to it, wouldn't it be sufficient evidence and information to justify belief in a claim?
I'm not looking for evidence, but it's just the same views and the same feelings that I share that made me join this movement.
I see. Well, that should be an interesting exploration. So I'd like to see you write about some of that on your site, actually, sort of some of your experiences with that as you evolve your way through it. Yeah, that would be good. Glittering Badger, which is the name she goes by on the site, she also is concerned about the prevalence of what looks like clickbait-style ads on your site. Now, I don't think it's a crime to try to monetize your site, but some people are very concerned about people just entering the field and trying to capitalize on it. So
I can tell you about it, that up until today, I haven't made a dime on this website. Took me almost 2 years to come up with this project and system and wrote the software for it and everything. I didn't make any money that time. But it's just hopefully at some point this website will have more traffic and more people can write there, and then more people will use it, and then it can actually make some money too. I don't see anything wrong with that.
No, neither do I personally. I think that if people want to contribute and make money, and you're one of the only sites I've seen where actually people who contribute can make money back if they write a good article.
Exactly. I like to encourage people to do that. But and they have to be in the next step where I have more traffic.
Well, UFO Today, I mean, that's a fabulous name. If you're interested in UFOs, you've certainly got a very good .com and a good foundation to actually evolve the site if it's successful. It can be very difficult, let me tell you. I've got a site myself. Of course, Gene's been in this for a long time. It's not easy to maintain and to add new content all the time. So, you know, you're going to have to hang in there and keep at it. And another question she asks is, why no discussion about some of the most prevalent stories, such as the claims of the TTSA? Do you know who I'm talking about there, the To the Stars Academy folks?
No, I'm not familiar with that. But again, this is something that Glittering Badger
yes,
more than welcome to sign up and write all these stories about this.
Now, there is a really good response, because people often like to complain, but what do they like to do about it? So, yes, absolutely, Glittering Badger. You should, I would think, want to take this opportunity to get in there and add your comments there, as well as on the Paracast forum, which has also got a lot of content on it.
Yeah. Thank you very much for doing this. It's much needed marketing for me.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We're moving very fast here, very super rapidly. More with Yovav and Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.